Everybody, this is Kay Blake, and first I want to give my apologies on the Bookish Brown Girls podcast. Kind of been on a very long hiatus, and I haven't really had a chance to tell you guys what was going on, so let me start by doing that. So as you guys know, I do the Bookish Brown Girls podcast with my friend and soul sister, BL McGrew, but BL has been having some things happening in her personal life. And as I've said in previous episodes of the podcast over the last few years, that I'm a firm believer in making sure your mental health, your physical health, and everything in your personal life is okay. And those things come before podcasting and everything else. And so, you know, if you guys get a chance to reach out to her directly, just send her all your love and positivity and all the good vibes to her, because, you know, sometimes life is weird, and life can sometimes be very tricky, and we don't always know what life will throw at us. And so if you can, definitely reach out to her, not in a bad way or an aggressive way, just even it's a quick message, just I hope everything is okay, and just lots of love. Do that. So I guess as far as the future of the podcast, I was debating for most of the last few months about getting rid of the Bookish Brown Girl podcast. And not that I don't think it's been helpful, and not to just take that away from the listeners. It's just when I created the podcast, I could not see myself doing it with anybody else. And I did discuss this with BL. I was going to just get rid of the podcast altogether, just because I do not see myself hosting this with anybody else. And this is not to offend anybody. This is not to downplay anybody else's skills or the things that they probably could bring to the podcast. It's just with what I had in mind, this was just something I did with my soul sister that was not only for us to kind of give some content out there and to kind of tell you guys some personal things, or even just give advice if that was able, or, you know, do something really fun. It was something that I only saw with her. And so she did tell me that maybe until she's able to officially give her time to the podcast again, for me to do things where maybe I have guest co-hosts. And so I've been debating about if I will do that in 2022, as far as having like people come in, or other women of color come in and just guest host with me, and maybe we'll do it like once a month or something, where we can just do different topics, or maybe even interviews. And I'm not really sure yet, because I'm trying to get my head around that we're literally on the last day of, you know, 2021. And so I do plan to kind of sit myself down with that and try to figure out what I'm going to do on that end. But as of now, the podcast will not be going away. It just will be a lot different. And so I want to get my ideas and get it fleshed out better as far as what will be happening for 2022 with the podcast. And again, I know you guys, like, you guys really have been listening to us for the seasons we've done it, and you guys have been so supportive. And so I appreciate all of you for, you know, listening to us. And even when we went on a hiatus before because of COVID, you guys came right back. And so thank you so much. Like, there's not enough words to express my thankfulness of you guys, my appreciation. But yeah, 2021 has been a really interesting year. And as I've mentioned again in previous episodes, the quarantining period of 2020, my life and this whole, just the way the world is right now, has really taken a toll on the things that I like to do with regards to writing. And, you know, I write my fictional, I write my romance, my young adult, my contemporary fiction, and it suffered because I just wasn't really happy. And, you know, one of the main points of romance, and I know people like to debate this, but the main point of a romance novel is at the end of that book, there needs to be a happy ever after, or happy for now. And it's not supposed to be where people are dying, or, you know, everything is kind of all hell breaks loose. And so I just didn't feel in a mental space to go and write stories where there was, like, people are happy at the end, and because I didn't feel that. And while I do know fiction is a form of an escape, and it is, I just honestly struggled a lot. And so as an update, I did re-release a short story that came out in 2020. It was part of an anthology. It was probably the one thing I did write in 2020. And so I did re-release the short story by itself mid-December, just to kind of have people know that I'm still here and I'm okay. I just have to get through all of that. So the goal for me, at least into 2022, is I am working on two different anthologies. I am working on two different anthologies with two different groups. One called Kiss and Tell is a contemporary romance anthology, and it's basically dealing with college students. And so this one has been a little bit fun, and my story will be in there. And then I'm also working on the Evil Queen anthology, which is for charity, and that was a really awesome thing, and so that's why I signed up for it. I always think if you can help other people in any way as possible, then by all means do so. And so I thought that was a nice thing. And then for me solo, I am planning on finally getting my young adult story out there. You know, it's called When the Stars Collide, and my editor for that has been so patient with me because, again, I have been struggling with a lot mentally in 2020 and 2021, but also, like, my health has been insane. Like, I'm okay 1 minute, and then it's, like, something else happening, and in being chronically ill, I guess, sometimes you don't really know, and you can plan and have things kind of scheduled, and then, you know, the illness is like, ha, no, that's not happening, Kay. And so that has been going on, but the goal for 2022 is at least to get those three things done and out of the way. As far as if some of you guys have been following on my Instagram, I have been doing wrestling-related stuff. I'm a really, really big wrestling fan. Been watching wrestling since I was a very young child, starting with my grandma. And so I have been doing a lot of wrestling articles because I watch it a lot. And it was one of the things that kind of kept me sane in 2020. And so I write for quite a few sites there. And I guess because it's not fictional, it's more like fact-based. Of course, I write opinion-based pieces, but it's a little different of like talking about a wrestler I love than having to, you know, create worlds and characters. Yeah, I did that, and I also debuted as a backstage correspondent for a wrestling promotion in the New York, New Jersey area, which is really, 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 really cool. And I was excited about that, and I'm actually like looking forward to seeing what I do with that in 2022. I've done some hosting work with a couple of wrestling things, which you can always check out on my other Instagram and Cat We Trust. It is linked to my author page, just, you know, to see some of the wrestling stuff I've been doing. So on that end, the wrestling stuff has been absolutely amazing, but I think everybody has been very gracious to allow me to kind of work on my own schedule because of the fact that sometimes I'm feeling perfectly fine and then other days it's a struggle where everything is hurting and I'm like tired and fatigued, and then I'm also a mom to three, you know, very energetic children who are, you know, they're good kids, but, you know, again, three different age groups, and so you kind of work around that, and so, and still trying to, you know, make sure you keep them safe and keep yourself safe and not get COVID, because everything, you know, it's just so crazy right now. The world is so crazy, and so I've been doing good on the wrestling, and I want to get back to doing good on my fictional end, and so I'm working on that. So I didn't want to make this too long. I just wanted to update you guys to let you guys know what was going on, because we kind of just stopped mid 2021. We totally slacked, and I am so sorry for that. It's literally just been trying to get stuff together. Don't want to curse. Trying to get my stuff together, trying to get my life in a better order. And so the goal, again, is I do plan on updating everything on the website. And if any readers are out there, any authors who want to add their known author that I can add to the database, or if you're an author, a woman of color, and that includes trans women, if you want to put, you know, your book and information in a database, please just send me an email, and I might not get to it right away just because I literally have like 7 different email boxes, and so it gets a little bit hectic and crazy. Probably should get like a personal assistant at some point to kind of help with those, but I will definitely add it to the database. I will start updating everything starting early 2022, so I can get back on point with that and doing my monthly things I was doing before. Like I said, I kind of fell off because it's been a really crazy thing. You know, the year's been crazy. So again, the goal is to try to get guest co-hosts until BL is able to come back. Hopefully it works out the way I'm seeing it working out in my head. I don't want to be negative about it. But if it truly just feels like, you know, what I brought the Bookish Brown Girl podcast and it just kind of ends a bit, then so be it. But fingers crossed we can get it back, you know, rolling, and then BL can come back and it's like us again. Just two soul sisters chatting and telling you guys about our lives and thoughts and stuff. And so, again, thank you so, so much for hanging out with us over the years. You guys have been so, so supportive and so amazing. I'm always mind blown about how far this podcast has gotten and how many people have listened to it over the time. So thank you for that. I also want to wish you guys a happy, happy new year. I know the holidays had already passed, so I hope your holiday was well. I hope you guys were safe. I hope you got everything you could want, and then you got to spend some time with family and friends and do that safely. So happy new year again. I hope 2022 is filled with so much love and joy and happiness for all of you, and I will be seeing you guys, or rather you guys will be hearing from me again very soon. I love you all. Thank you so much, and until next time, this is Kay Blake signing out.